This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Naya Samhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, will transform the criminal justice system in the days to come. Speaking at an event on the completion of 1 year of these three laws yesterday, Mr. Shah said that it will take a maximum of 3 years for the complete implementation of the system. He noted that justice will be delivered within 3 years after filing of an FIR after the complete implementation of these laws in the country. The Union Cabinet has approved a 1 lakh crore rupees employment-linked incentive aimed at generating over 3.5 crore jobs nationwide between 1st of August 2025 and 31st July 2027. Altogether, 1.92 crore first-time job seekers will receive a one-time wage benefit of up to 15,000 rupees, and employers will be incentivized with 3,000 rupees per new hire per month for 2 years. Announced as part of the Union Budget 2024-25, the scheme seeks to boost workforce participation, especially among the youth. The Meghalaya Tourism Department has announced that all accommodation providers in the state, including hotels, guest houses, homestays and others, must register online for daily visitor data reporting. The digital system records check-in and check-out information, number of visitors, their gender, origin and ID or visa details. For security reasons, all accommodation providers must also obtain no objection certificate from the district administration and police. Registration can be done from an application called Meghalaya Tourism Provider, which is available on Android and iOS. Authorities have urged all operators to register and comply immediately to avoid any issues with licensing or operations. The Shillong Municipal Board resumed its eviction drive at Kandailat Police Bazaar yesterday against unauthorized street vendors, prompting strong protests from hawkers and rights groups. The municipal board, backed by police, cited obstruction of footpaths and issued prior warnings. Protesters demanded full enforcement of the Street Vendors Act 2014, accusing officials of bypassing the Provisional Town Vending Committee. In a move aimed at promoting equality and unity on campuses, the Meghalaya government has directed all government colleges to introduce student uniforms. This decision, announced by the Education Department, comes in response to requests from several colleges and student unions. While the policy will be implemented across government institutions, each college will have the freedom to design its own uniform. The initiative seeks to reduce visible socio-economic differences and foster a more inclusive and cohesive learning environment. Akashvani Shillong yesterday celebrated its 77th anniversary, marking 78 years since its foundation and reaffirming its legacy as a pillar of public broadcasting in the region. Held at the station's premises, the event was attended by dignitaries, staff and loyal listeners. They pay tribute to Akashvani's role in preserving and promoting Meghalaya's diverse cultures and languages. Cluster head H. Dingdor, in his address, highlighted the growing role of technology in expanding radio's reach and relevance. The program featured cultural performances and reflections on the station's journey since inception. It underscored the continued commitment of Akashvani Shillong to inform, educate and entertain generations of listeners across the state and beyond. The first batch of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra pilgrims successfully returned to Gangtok yesterday after completing their pilgrimage to Mount Kailash and Mansarovar. The batch reached Nathula, where they completed all the necessary customs and immigration formalities. A formal certificate distribution ceremony was organized by the Sikkim Tourism Development Corporation at Gangtok to felicitate them. Additional Chief Secretary Tourism and Civil Aviation, C.S. Rao, acknowledged the continuous support of the government of Sikkim, led by Chief Minister Prem Singh Thamang. He commended the contributions of all line departments, particularly the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, for their unwavering support throughout the yatra. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.